words of sharing, and I think as I heard all the words that were shared, all you can say is really amen, and I totally agree because it fit who Dottie and Doug were. I chose some words today that I want to focus in on. They're not from the readings that I shared. It's from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. I'll explain why I've chosen these words. Here they are. See, I am doing a new thing. Do you see it springing up? Do you perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness. I'm making streams in the wasteland. That's God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. I chose that passage because I believe of all the passages in the Bible, it captures the idea of surprise. I knew Dottie really well. I got to learn a lot about Doug too, and what I realized about both of them is that they surprised people in their life. Dottie was full of surprises. Good surprises. I remember the first conversation I had with Dottie about 7 years ago when I came to this area as a pastor. We exchanged pleasantries in the church, but this was a sit-down discussion at the house out on the LC Highway. I was expecting pleasantries, exchanging of background, typical conversation, done in about an hour, I could head off, that sort of thing. Maybe a cup of coffee. Patty, she loved the coffee. Totally true. Boy, surprise. Got into the house. Dottie sat me down in the couch and right on the left-hand side, right as you opened up, and she went into the kitchen to get that cup of coffee. And she handed me the coffee in a really funny-looking mug. You may know which one I'm talking about. She did, yeah. The mug she gave me did not have the typical handle. It was in the shape of a gun with a trigger. And from holding it like that, that's the way you sipped your coffee. Surprise. It's the only time I've ever sipped coffee in that manner. Do you know that mug?
She has
a
very mug.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Went to the back of the house, and in a room that I was expecting a library, maybe an office, filled with orchids. Patty would be really proud. Totally surprised, out of nowhere. As I got to talk to some people that knew Doug in Georgia, I discovered that Doug was full of surprises, actually. They described him, Carol read it here, as quiet, humble, gentle, giving, very consistent attributes of Doug. Dependable, committed, I heard that. So you wouldn't think that he'd be full of surprises, but I heard some surprises. Like the time that his daughter, Delina, to her dance performance at the church. Everything was planned out and they had a great performance, but the people that had put this performance together had not planned any kind of intermission, and they needed to figure out something to do. Doug came up with an idea. Surprise! He put on a pink tutu and danced across the stage and with a sign that said, "We will gather in a moment." His work,
the people that he worked with shared a similar story about Doug. It always has to do with dances. I don't know the stories I heard about Doug. They were at a work party for Christmas and a DJ was playing the music and they picked one person in their work group that would have to perform some kind of dance. And lo and behold, the quiet, humble, gentle Doug got selected. He danced. He put it together a wonderful ballet performance, is what I heard. Although this is humorous, and it's good for us to hear about these surprises by both Dottie and Doug, but my friends, I think they did the surprises for a reason, to bless others, to bring smiles to other people in their life. Dottie most definitely did that. She was a blooming flower. She brightened the corner, as we sing here in this church, of every place that she went to. Case in point was the Corvallis Caring Place. When she made that transition, you would expect that she probably was hesitant about making that transition, being pretty much independent her entire life, being in control of her freedom, being in control of what she could do, and she really believed, as we've heard from so many people, what was right, what was wrong. You'd expect her to be sad. But my friends, when she went to the Corvallis Caring Place, she brightened that place with her smile. One of the nurses shared, "I don't know what this place is going to be like without Dottie Farrell." That's the way she was here at Peace Lutheran Church as well. Well said, Andrea. A smile. If you were down, walk over to Dottie's table. Get an uplift. Catch her smile. You're set for the week. Doug did the same thing in his life. It wasn't just about surprising and being funny. It was really about being a blessing to other people. Caring. I heard about how, we heard about how he did a rose garden for Brenda and her daughter and blessed them with a place to kind of rest and catch their breath. He also would make trips in the middle of the night, 30 miles south, to turn off that smoke alarm that kept going off. He did that consistently. You could count on him. And those that worked with him that are tuning into this service in Georgia, I heard about how they are just discovering all that he did. He didn't want pats on the back, didn't want praise, didn't want recognition. He did it with duty and humbleness. They are surprised by just how much he did. They're discovering that just now. But here we are for memorial service for Dottie and Doug. And the heaviness of losing a mother and son is big. There is a sense that death has finality, that there won't be any more hugs, that there won't be any more conversations, no more songs, no more surprises in life. But that's why I chose the passage I did. Listen to the surprise that's in this passage. The Lord says this, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you see it spring up? I am making a way in the wilderness. I am making a stream in the wasteland." The original people that heard that word, God's people, had no home. They had lost their routines. They were pretty much as good as dead, we know. They had lost their country, taken to a place called Babylon. There was no future. There was no hope. They were pretty much as good as dead. God surprised them with this word. There was a future. There would be something new out of death. And my friends, that's the God that Dottie and Doug believed in. Because the reality of it is that when Jesus was locked into that tomb, into the grave, the expectation of every person on earth was that there would be no more surprises. His disciples scattered. They went off in their different directions. Those disciples didn't want to be tied to a dead man, a man who was a criminal. They thought it was all over on the third day. And the women who showed up also thought there'd be no room for surprises.
They showed up with spices because the body would have been smelly and not so nice. God had one more surprise. He rose his son from death. God gives one more surprise for you. And Dottie and Doug, by being children of God and also by believing in the death and resurrection of Jesus, give us one more surprise today. They have made their way to eternal life. That wilderness of death that seems so final, there is a way through it. That wasteland of death that seems as if nothing good can come from it, there is a stream that passes through, that leads to eternal life. And that's what Dottie and Doug have. And that's our hope. And what a great hope it is that they have a reunion, as well as Mark, as well as the family, as well as all those who fall asleep in Jesus Christ when they die. What I'm taking home today is the surprises that Dottie and Doug blessed us with in life. And let us not forget one more surprise. They live on, and live on with Jesus. My friends, there are no surprises with God. None. God knew when he would give life to Dottie. I believe that. God knew when he would give life to Doug. No surprise with that. God knew the joys and sorrows in their life. No surprises. God knew the joys and sorrows of Doug's life as well. God knew the time that he'd take them home. It's surprising to us, 8 days, but God knew what he was doing. And it's a good plan. So let us hold on to that. May that be our comfort and our hope. God's surprise to us. Amen. We're going to gather our hearts and our voices together in a time of prayer.